You're listening to the Building Psychological Strength Podcast, Business Edition. My name is April Seifert. Not only am I a doctoral level psychologist, but I've been a successful entrepreneur for a number of years and have learned firsthand that building psychological strength can have a direct impact on your business success. In this Friday edition of the podcast, I'll offer you tools, tips, tricks, and information to help you become stronger, more resilient, and more successful. Let's get to it. Abraham Lincoln said these powerful words: "The worst thing you can do for those you love is the things they could and should do themselves." It's Friday. Happy Friday. Let's talk business. I'll stop singing. This is a fun episode because today we wrap up our three-part series about the drama triangle. Now, the drama triangle was originally described by Stephen Cartman in 1961. It is the ineffective three roles or mindset habits that we might employ when we're faced with challenge. And how many times as an entrepreneur or a business owner are you faced with challenge? It's like daily or more than daily. It's all the time. Now, 2 weeks ago, we talked about the first part of the drama triangle, which is the victim. When we step into the mindset or the role of the victim, we see life as happening to us. We see ourselves as being at the mercy of our circumstances. And last week, we talked about the role of the persecutor. This is the punitive stance that we can take, where we blame and we punish others when things go wrong instead of focusing on solving the problem itself. Now, if you missed those two episodes, you're definitely going to want to go back and catch both of them because they're packed with really great and valuable information, and they'll help you kind of round out what you hear in today's episode. Now, with that, this week, we're diving into the third mindset habit or the third role in the drama triangle, which is the rescuer. Now, the stance of the rescuer is one of, "Let me help you with that." Rescuers work hard to help and to take care of other people, and they even almost need to help other people feel good about themselves. And when things go wrong, they're the first people to jump in, they're the first people to take charge, and they take care of the problem themselves. Now, if you're a listener to this show, especially these Friday edition episodes, I hope you're already seeing through the thin surface of this role. The thin surface of it is that it seems like a good thing. It feels like you're taking charge. You convince yourself that you're taking responsibility and actively solving a problem. But here's the thing. Doing everything yourself, that's not your role as a leader. Your role is to set direction and strategy, and many times it's to lead other people to get things done. This role of the rescuer, it's problematic in a lot of different ways. I mean, first of all, people who tend to take on the role of the rescuer, which P.S. is totally me, by the way, I'm raising my hand this entire episode, we tend to focus on the problems and the needs of other people. And in doing that, we neglect our own needs, and we don't take responsibility for meeting our own needs. Now, I've been doing more and more speaking engagements with entrepreneur groups and conferences where we're focusing on just how detrimental that exact behavior is to your business success. Because the fact of the matter is, if you're not okay, your business isn't okay. Jumping in to rescue everyone all the time is a recipe for burnout, and if you're burnt out, you're not effective. Second, when we jump in to rescue others, we take away the opportunity that they have to learn and grow in their role. I mean, how many entrepreneurs or just leaders do you know who have had this exact complaint? They said this exact thing: "I just don't have anyone I can trust who has the skills and experience to delegate this important work to." Do you think that might be partly due to our knee-jerk instinct to bail people out all the time and to not allow them to gain experience by stumbling through work that might be a stretch for them? I mean, We only gain experience in one way, by experiencing. So if you don't allow your team to experience the full challenge and the outcome of a task, they won't learn. You're just robbing them of personal growth. Now, throughout this three-part series, we've also been talking about the counterpart framework to the drama triangle, which is a framework called the empowerment dynamic. It's also a triangle, but it takes each of the drama triangle roles and it shows a more helpful, effective role that you can transition into in order to get back on the right track. And in the case of the rescuer, you can transition to being a coach. Rather than coming to the rescue of the other person, the coach sees the person as perfectly capable and not in need of rescuing. Rather than jumping in and doing the task for the other person, the coach helps them scope it, shape it, helps them create steps to achieve the bigger goal. They coach the other person to do it themselves. I mean, yeah, the coach supports that person, but they do so while allowing the other person to maintain ultimate responsibility. And there's a big difference there. The more I've thought about this drama triangle concept and each of these three different roles, the more I see one common theme. So much of this problematic drama triangle behavior is related to short-sighted thinking. Rather than having your head down and only looking at the right now, we need to ask ourselves, what long-term behavior am I trying to drive? What long-term goal am I trying to get to? And if that long-term goal includes a team that's capable and effective and experienced and confident, don't rob them of the ability to grow into that. And that's what we do when we assume the role of the rescuer. Okay, one quick thing before I go. I don't typically recommend products or services on the podcast, but there is one app that I have to tell you about. It's the Blinkist app. Blinkist takes some of the best, most influential, most valuable nonfiction books, and it gists them down into 15 to 20 minute summaries. In 15 to 20 minutes, you can listen to a series of blinks and understand the key concepts, insights, and take-home points from, say, a business book or a leadership book, and be on your way to applying the concepts in your business and in your life in 15 to 20 minutes. Now, I'm somebody who is a very avid reader, and I use Blinkist in a few ways. There's a stack of books that I know I want to get to, but I just won't have time to physically read them, and Blinkist helps me out. I can quickly get the insight from them in these short summaries. There's a second stack of books that, I don't know, I've heard about them, there's been a little hype, maybe I want to dive into them, I'm not sure. I want a test drive, and Blinkist gives that to me. And finally, there's a set of books I didn't even have on my radar, and I discover them through the Blinkist app. I want to thank Blinkist for sponsoring this show, and because you're a listener, you can try Blinkist for yourself for free for 7 days using the link in this episode description. And if you get hooked, like I did, because you signed up with my link, you can get 20% off your first entire year of Blinkist. Hit the link in this episode description to learn more. Thank you so much for joining me for this business edition of the Building Psych Strength podcast. If you're an entrepreneur, current or aspiring, and you're interested in becoming more successful, hit the subscribe button. And if you're really interested in digging deep, visit aprilseifert.com where you can fill out an application to see if Psych Strength Business Success Coaching is right for you. Until next week, be strong, be resilient, and be successful.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.